The government has been forced to admit that prior deficit reduction plans will have to be revised in light of the ongoing gloomy economic outlook. Former plans envisaged a reduction of the budget deficit to 0.9% of GDP by 2015. Under the revised plans, that figure has been shifted upwards to 1.6% of GDP, according to data released on Thursday. Meanwhile, this year, the deficit is set to also be revised upward from 3% to 3.2%, while the forecasts for the years 2013 and 2014 have also been changed.
And in related news, the Czech Ministry of Finance has also conceded that the economy will not grow as fast as had previously been forecast. Indeed, according to new data also released on Thursday, GDP will contract this year by 0.5% and grow by 1% next year. Previous forecasts issued this April predicted 0.2% growth in 2012 and 1.3% growth in 2013. In 2015, growth is forecast to hit 2.7%. The Czech Republic is technically currently in a recession, with three quarters of negative growth, contracting 0.8% in the first quarter of this year. Less economic activity means fewer tax receipts for the state, and this is then reflected in increased borrowing. The government is in the midst of an austerity program which has seen tens of billions of crowns cut or frozen in key programs.
The international ratings agency Moody's affirmed the Czech Republic's existing A1 rating this week, which is a comfortable investment grade in the company's assessment scale. The company also affirmed the country's stable rating, noting that fiscal consolidation programs were underway and risks of being affected by a euro-related contagion had hitherto been contained. In its assessment, Moody's also noted that the government had successfully beaten its 2011 forecast for lowering the GDP budget deficit of 4%, achieving a figure of 3.1%, but also warned over the current weakness of the economy, with medium-term concerns over the ability of the country to return to sustainable and viable levels of growth. On another plus side, the banking sector was signaled out for praise, described as liquid, well-capitalized, and well-insulated from volatility in financial markets.
Czech pencil maker Kohinoor Hartmut is set to purchase the propane and butane-selling company Vitogaz CR from French owners Rubis, according to reports. The purchase will be made by Kohinoor Holding, of which the pencil and art supplies producer is a part. In 2007, the holding group acquired a plant called Ponas, which makes thermoplastics in the town of Polichka and also the Bulgarian school supplies company Hemus in the Bulgarian town of Burgas. Details regarding the Vitogaz CR purchase have not been revealed, but estimates suggest it may have come to several million crowns. Prior to being owned by Rubis, the company was owned by oil producer Shell. Commenting on the purchase, Kohinoor stated that it was providing the company with a fourth leg. The acquisition must still be approved by Czech anti-monopoly authorities.
The Czech Waterways Directorate, a state agency that oversees and manages Czech waterways infrastructure, is commissioning a 6 million crown study to determine the viability of building a massive new canal connecting three major rivers. The plan, which has been under consideration for more than 100 years, would connect the Danube, Odra, and Elbe rivers. The staggering project would require the digging of almost 400 kilometers of canals in the east of the country from Poland all the way down to Austria, as well as a west-winding canal traversing towards Pardubice. The aim would be to create new shipping lanes to assist in commerce. The study will seek to determine whether such a project is feasible and its potential environmental impact. Aside from the hundreds of billions of crowns such a project would be estimated to cost, protests have also been raised about the land acquisitions which would have to take place in order for construction to commence.